Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, The Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be. Hour number three of a three-hour show. Rob, Denver's up 18-16. Actually, Miami now has moved ahead 19-18. Miami came out and, Rob, they've made two of their first 12 shots. One of their first three free throws. I mean, you could tell they were nervous because some of the shots they were missing just shouldn't have been misses. And Denver's not been shooting too well themselves. Hence, Miami's still in the game. But now Denver's 8 of 16 and Miami's getting hot. They're now 9 of 22. And like I said, with a 19-18 lead. So both teams looked a bit nervous early, but I think they're settling down now and, you know, we'll see if it's a good game or not. But Denver, you know, look, don't relax, Rob, you know, don't give these boys any life if you're a Nugget. And, we'll see if they're able to do that. All right,
yeah.
Rob, there was a report today that the New Orleans Pelicans are trying to get the number two pick in the draft. Okay? And that, of course, would be the Charlotte Hornets. Maybe if they want to move into the top three, but it looks like they really want the top two, the second pick. And that looks like it'll be Scoot Henderson, who's a point guard. He's supposed to be, you know, the top point guard in the class. Very highly touted. Would be viewed as the number one pick if it weren't for Victor Wembanyama, who's going to go number one to the Spurs. So here's, of course, the Charlotte Hornets, Rob. You know their star player is LaMelo Ball. I mean, maybe not a star yet, but certainly has star potential. I'm going to say this. If I am – now, Brandon Ingram is a great – is, you know, a very good player. I don't want to overstate it, but he's a very good player. He himself, I believe, was the second pick of the draft. So, you know, if I'm Charlotte, am I interested in Brandon Ingram for the second pick of the draft? He's only 25. He'll be 26 in September. You know, that's not bad. You pair him with LaMelo Ball. But, Rob, I got to be honest, with all of his issues, and most importantly, his injury issues, if I'm Charlotte, I think I want Zion. And I don't know, I'm not saying New Orleans would even do that. But I think he's the guy I want. Ingram's really good. He's made an all-star team. But Zion is the game and franchise changer. And Zion with LaMelo, if Zion's healthy, you're must-see TV. And look, I get it. That's the problem. He's never healthy, which is why if I'm Charlotte, I'm thinking, okay, maybe they'll trade him. It's a risk on Charlotte's part, Rob. And so what I'm asking you is, either side, would you do Zion? If you're New Orleans or if you're Charlotte, would you want
him? No.
So you sound like you're speaking from the New Orleans perspective.
No, both. First, it's two things, Chris. No, from New Orleans standpoint, because when he's played, he's been outstanding and been unstoppable. So you just hope that he can work past these injuries and things that have gone on and just get to playing basketball. The talent is so big that it would be a shame that you give him, you know, you give him away and then he becomes this guy that he wound up becoming.
Okay.
And on the flip side, if you're Charlotte, if this guy, what is the guy's name? Who's going to be the pick
Henderson.
Number two? Scoot. If Scoot would have been the number one pick, had it not been like, why would you? Okay, so
well,
you
they got
Zion.
LaMelo. I mean, and I know obviously you could probably they would want to play both of them together, but LaMelo is your point guard.
Yeah, but if you go, I get it. But if you get Zion and then he winds up being hurt or something, I just think like. Be careful, like, on both sides.
There's a risk for
Charlotte.
When I hear
also
you...
for New Orleans. That's all. I just... Let me play it out. Zion is too good, if I'm New Orleans, to be giving up on him.
Well, I hear you on that front, but that's why I'm surprised you can say, if I'm New Orleans, I'm not trading him. But if I'm Charlotte, I don't want him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would think you'd be like, I'm not trading him. And yeah, if I'm Charlotte, I'm trying to get him.
Well, I'm saying that because if Scoot was going to be the number one pick, if it wasn't for,
Well, Scoot is he's a 6'2 point guard.
No, I get
I mean,
that.
Those, I, and I'm and not I saying get... the kid might not be special, but a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, we see those. There's a lot of those.
No, I got it. But I'm just saying, I know I wouldn't from New Orleans standpoint. I would not trade Zion. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I hear you. And here's why. If I'm if I'm the Hornets, I might just be like, look, if you're not talking Zion, then why are you calling me? You know, because check this out. We know about Zion's injuries, which obviously are way worse than Brandon Ingram's. But Ingram hadn't exactly been the picture of health. All right, his second
right.
year,
I was
Rob.
Say, he's been
right.
out.
First year, he played 79 games. But from then on, 59 games, 52 games, 62, 61, 55, and 45 last year. So, I mean, he's not the picture of health either. So I think the more I think about it, and I get your perspective because I would be terrified if I'm New Orleans to trade Zion, right? Because as you said, what if he goes somewhere else and stays healthy? Look, Joel Embiid, unhealthy for the first 3 years, I believe, of his career.
Yeah.
And now, you know,
he's playing. And the guy just won an MVP.
Yep. We've seen it, Zydrunas Ilgauskas. So we've seen this before, injured early in their career, but get to a point where they can play regularly. And so if I'm Charlotte, Rob, I'm telling New Orleans, look, I'm taking a risk too. Your boy can't stay healthy. But he would be my target if I'm them. What do they have to lose? I mean, is Scoot Henderson really going to make them all that? Now, maybe the kid turns out to be a phenomenal point guard. And that's where your scouting department comes in. If you're looking at this guy, you think he's awesome, and you think he can play with LaMelo Rob, even if you are thinking, well, it might be one or the other, they're just at a position where they need talent, right? They're not very good. They just need to get the most talent they can get, and then one of them maybe becomes a trade asset if LaMelo or Scoot. So I hear you, but I think if I'm them, I'm going for Zion. And if I can't get him, I'm just going to take the second pick.
No, I get that. I mean, if you think you could pry Zion away, Chris, I hear that. But I'm
would
just
you want
saying,
Ingram?
If I'm New Orleans.
If you're no. Charlotte?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean.
That doesn't mean he's not a good player.
Right.
He doesn't move the needle like getting a Zion would do for your franchise.
Right.
He just doesn't.
I mean, Zion number one would be box office, assuming he's healthy. He puts you on the national map, again, along with LaMelo, Rob. You know, so you got both of them. And they're both exciting players. And what I do, Rob, is I would – and look, maybe New Orleans has tried. But I would put dude on a weight regimen or something like that. You know, you got Michael Jordan there. He hasn't sold the team yet. And so I would think Zion would be willing to listen to him. You know, and I would think Mike would do that. But he's also, Rob, remember, Zion is a Jordan brand athlete.
He so is. He's that. A part of that. Yep. There's a good point there. But I don't know. Of course, if you're Charlotte and you could get him, Chris, that would be a great because it's one over production over potential. You know,
right.
Like you just said, like it still would be, you know, when Zion's been healthy, Chris, he's been a monster.
Absolutely.
Right? Almost unstoppable. Go look at his numbers.
Yep. No, he's
not
been
that
phenomenal.
He can't play. It's that right. He can't stay healthy. And,
yep.
And if he gets over that hurdle, one of these years, maybe this year, and you gave the perfect example of Joel Embiid for 3 years, Chris, 3 years. And then the guy wins an MVP.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm with you on New Orleans, though. I would be shocked. And there are a lot of those beginning to think, does Zion need a fresh start because of the latest stuff with the baby and baby mama drama and all that. But my point is, Rob, that's the type of stuff that could happen anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, he could be in Milwaukee and that type of stuff happen.
Absolutely, Chris.
You know, like I think a Ja,
right.
And I know, yeah, Ja could play with guns wherever he's at too, but I don't know. I feel like Memphis, I don't know. I feel like he kind of needs to get away from that culture. I don't know that they'll trade him, but I'm just saying. But I don't feel like necessarily the same way about Zion having to get out of New Orleans. I mean, I think his biggest challenge there is probably the food. Real talk, you know?
And there's a lot of good food down there, as you know.
Right, right. He eating gumbo and jambalaya, beignets for breakfast, four shrimp po' boys for lunch.
All right, Chris.
Gumbo
why you gotta
for
make
dinner.
Salivate?
And jambalaya for a midnight capper. That's why I can't lose weight
jambalaya.
And stay on the court. Nah, but let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you're New Orleans, would you be willing to trade Zion Williamson, who, let's face it, can't stay healthy, at least to this point, for the number two pick in the draft? Your thoughts next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. I'm in Jersey. Rob is in Vegas. The fresh scent of Irish Spring. And those sensational Irish Spring Suds is what brings us to you. They're just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's Chris and Rob, the iCup. We want your thoughts on, would you give up Zion Williamson if you're New Orleans for the number two pick?
All right, Chris, let's get it kicked off with Calvin in San Antonio. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Calvin?
Good evening, gentlemen. Just wanted to say if I was New Orleans, I would, because that kid from Alabama more than likely will be the number two overall pick. But if I was Charlotte, I'm not sure if Zion would be worth it because he has not shown he can stay healthy.
So you would take the Brandon kid from Alabama?
If
he
would
be number two.
Obviously,
he'll be there.
If Wembanyama is the number one overall.
If
he is, he will be. That ain't no if.
Oh, yeah. We all know that, but, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, so I'm just saying if. But if he was the number one overall pick, yes, I would take that kid from Alabama.
Brandon Miller.
Outside of Wembanyama, I think he's the best one in the draft.
Well, we will see, but you said he said he would give up Zion, right? Wow.
Wow. All right, Chris, let's go to Joe Lou. Is that – where's Rob G? Joe Lou in Texas? Jola. I'm sorry, Jola in Texas.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just wanted to say, man, I look up to y'all. Y'all are the best on the radio.
By man.
Man. To
y'all
Thank you.
We were little kids. But, man, no, I would not give up Zion. I would just have to hold it out. He's a little childish for sure. And it makes sense to send him to, you know, back to the Carolinas. He's from Duke. He
right.
played. He's from there. The Jordan thing y'all were talking about, I just cannot give up that talent. You know, you have to stick it through. You know, like you said, what if he loses weight like Charles Barkley or he gets more focused in like Joel Embiid and starts taking his career more seriously, you know? You have to keep him in New Orleans for sure. Can't send him back.
Yep. All right, Jola, thank you, man. We appreciate the words and appreciate that. Yeah,
yep.
I just couldn't do it, Chris. It would be hard. 877 99 on Fox is the telephone number. If you want to jump in, we'll do that. Here's Joseph in Indianapolis. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
How much? How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good.
Good, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Before I get my part, can you guys have Skip Bayless on the show sometime? I'm a big Skip fan.
I think, Chris, did we have him on one possibly. Time? Did we do one time or no? Had,
we might have once. I'm not sure.
I don't know, early on. Early on. Bar, so. Yeah, yeah. We worked with Skip for 20 years almost. Yep. 18 yep. years, whatever it is, Chris. A long time. Chris yep. and I and Skip are the only three to do all the three debate shows. I mean,
Cold
like
Pizza, First Take, and
Undisputed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. yep.
All right. Go ahead, Joseph.
But I wouldn't trade that second. If I was Charlotte, I would not give up that second overall pick for Zion. Because Zion has proven he cannot stay healthy to save his life. If Zion's not careful, LaMelo Ball and Zion would be a fun combo, but Zion has not proven. And I'd better off taking Scoot Henderson with that second pick, then eventually try to move LaMelo eventually to get more picks if I can.
Now, look, I get it. I mean, that's the only reason you might even be able to get a Zion, Rob. The fact that he can't stay healthy.
Right. So I mean, it would be right. It ain't based on the idea that he can't play. You know what right. I mean? It would be just the right. health issue. Right. And look at that, Miami up by 10. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, Denver.
Chris, I told you the 8.5 was a good bet. I still think Denver's going to win.
Yeah, I do too. For some reason, I guess just the fact that they're up 3-1, I just feel like, you know what, they're going to get together. And they've been, I don't think they've played well, obviously, because Miami was shooting horribly, as we said. So right. Denver just kind of, you know, look, Rob, we talked about it, and Michael Malone talked about, like, don't take this team for granted, right? Don't take this victory for granted. You know, it's not over. You got to win 4, but they're human. Michael Wilbon, Rob, on the pregame show made a great point. He said, look, Michael Jordan was in this position 3 times where he was up 3-1, and I think one of them he was up 3-0 against Seattle, he mentioned, and they lost each game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's human nature. Like, remember when they were up 3-0 on Seattle, Jordan's Bulls, and they lost the next 2. But the feeling, at least that I had, and I think most people had, Rob, was like, they relaxed. They know they got this, you know?
And sure enough,
they win game 6.
It is human nature to relax yep. when you think you have something in hand.
Yeah.
But just
you
like
can
that,
tell
Chris,
yourself
quickly,
as many times as you want, right?
They were up by 10. They just ran off 6 in a row. And right. you know what I mean? Like I'm just close at the half, and then they turn it on. Like they won't blow them out, Chris, because they're fighting for their lives, Miami. They won't. That's why I took the 8.5 points. They won't blow them out. I expect
all right.
Denver to win.
Yeah, I still feel that Denver's going to get this win. And as you said, they move within, 4 now? 39, 35. About 5.5 minutes left in the first half. It's Jimmy Butler, though, Rob. A lot of people, you know, have talked about they need Butler to step up. He's got 6 points. 1 for 4 from the field. And so he's
Chris,
struggling.
That ain't going to get it done, okay?
Nah, just, Bam's that ain't carried get it him. Done. Bam's got 14. Max Strus has found his shot. He's got 8. But, you know, look, and Jimmy Butler is a very good player. And like I said, I think he's definitely a Hall of Famer. But, Rob, just the fact that and I don't think he should be getting crushed for not having a great NBA Finals. He's having a good one, right? He's not playing badly, but he's not playing at the level of the superstar, you know, you would think he'd play at. And he's not getting killed, Rob, because people know he's only a certain level of player, as good as he is. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Like, if this was LeBron playing below his ability, or Jokic, or Embiid, or, you know, any of those level players, they be getting destroyed.
You can't crush him. You just can't, because he's not on that in that ilk with those other guys. So I mean, you could say if he plays poorly, play poorly, but you're not going to crush the guy.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. We're going to go to the NFL next, Rob. And we talked about it with Ephraim Salam, but running backs are upset in the NFL. That's next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
The numbers that he brought up, where Jokic has, what, 7, and Jamal Murray has 2 points, and they're missing all these shots, Chris, and they're only down by 5.
5, right.
I mean, you know they're going to play better. Like, I'm telling you that.
Oh, yeah, Malone's going to get on them in a half.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what you start to look at.
You just don't want to look. Do we think Miami would come back and win, you know, in 7? No. But you don't want to play around, man. You know, never. You're the better team. In this thing now, don't give them life, you know, because you just don't mess around. And so I agree. I think they'll come out and play better in the second half and end this thing. All right. Thank you, Steve. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, Ephraim Salam said it earlier in the first hour of the show, and it's true. The owners know, Rob, that they've got these running backs in a bad position. They got them in the palm of their hand. The position's been very much undervalued.
And remember, this is a throwing league now. It wasn't always like that. There were Barry Sanders and Eric Dickerson. They were the biggest stars in the game,
yes.
Chris.
They were bigger than quarterbacks.
They were.
I mean, really. You know, I mean, quarterbacks were always big, obviously. But Jim Brown, O.J. Simpson, Eric Dickerson, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, you mentioned it, right? Running backs would be the first picks in the draft.
Those were the stars, Chris, when they didn't. But now they pass the ball every down, so they don't look at running backs, even though in a lot of situations you still need them
Right. Chris, you need a running game.
You need to get yards. I mean, you cannot throw the ball every down. There are downs where you need somebody to rush the ball and get you that first down.
But it is true that you can find a productive running back almost anywhere, Rob. I mean, you know, that's an overstatement, but you can. Alvin Kamara, I believe, was a third-round pick, right? Kareem Hunt he's not as productive as he once was with the Chiefs, but he's still a good running back with the Browns. Look at Isaiah Pacheco in Kansas City, beat out Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, like there are a lot of brothers out there that can tote the mail, if you will, run the football.
Tote the mail, very nice.
And I feel for, you know, for these running backs. I really do, because I, like you, Rob, I mean, growing up, they were the superstars. They were your favorite football players. And now they're just treated like, I mean, I hate to say this, like, you know, offensive linemen. Even offensive linemen are, you know, getting more love, left tackles.
Are more valuable. I agree. It is a shocking turnaround when you think about where we are and just how Barry Sanders couldn't play today. And I say that, Chris, tongue in cheek. But you know what I mean.
No.
Like, can you imagine me and Barry Sanders today?
Well, started when they started, you know, going to the two-back system.
Right.
Right? Because that's obviously going to limit your carries and your yardage and your perceived value. And but like you said, it's all a part of the passing game. Because right. Now you get a running back who can catch, and you got one that's more of a runner, you know, or a blocker or whatever.
And you don't have to, what you call, Chris, you don't have to hand them the ball in the you just throw them, let them go in the flat, dump it out if you're Patrick Mahomes or those guys, and let those guys run. And it's a pass, not – it's a running play, you know what I mean? But it's
yeah, right. It really is like a
handoff. It is a running play.
Right. Well, here's what's going on. Now, Josh Jacobs, great running back for the Raiders – he was franchise tagged.
I remember his rookie year. Remember he had a bust-out rookie year for the Raiders.
Really like Jacobs. Tony Pollard, who we both like, franchise tagged by the Cowboys. And now Saquon Barkley, not now, he's been same as those guys, franchise tagged. And on I Am Athlete with Brandon Marshall, Rob, Brandon said this, the running back position is the most disrespected position in all of sports. And then he went on to say it's time for running backs like Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley to boss up and secure the money they deserve. Now, Josh Jacobs retweeted that and then also tweeted this a couple days ago. Sometimes it's not about you. We got to do it for the ones after us. Now, look, I would like to see these guys get paid. Rob, Dallas, they overpaid that last deal with Ezekiel Elliott. But both you and I said, we're glad he got the bag. And they were a little different, Rob, in that they were more dependent on the run game than most teams, Chris, are today. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And when were the Cowboys the best, Chris? When Ezekiel Elliott was the best at his best. People could say, oh, Dak is this and that. When it was about the running the football, Chris, that team was on the cusp of maybe winning a championship. Or people looked at the Cowboys like that. They had a good defense, had a running game, and they had Dak who could make plays, right?
Right.
In situations. But I don't know if they would be that good or if they didn't have it. And I understand, Jerry Jones has gotten – that happened to him twice, Chris, where guys have sat
Emmitt
out.
Smith, and of course, Emmitt Smith did it. Yeah, when the running back was the bell cow.
But he's done it twice where guys have sat out on him and he paid him. A lot of people didn't think he should have gotten the Ezekiel Elliott, shouldn't have got that deal at that time, but that's Jerry Jones.
Well, remember, and Ephraim said it, look, Elliott went down from there. He wasn't horrible, but he got progressively worse. His production declined, but good for him. that he got
that
money.
Yeah, we're not mad at him at all, right?
But if you're from the team, look, I get it, Rob, from the team's perspective. I mean, this is really something, and I'm going to say this. Saquon Barkley, the franchise tag right now is $10 million. So if he played next season, it'd be for $10 million. He has turned down offers of $12.5 million and $13 million a year. Now, I get it. I'm going to fight as much as he can if I'm him to get, you know, $20, $25 million guaranteed. I'm going to be honest with you, though. I wouldn't sit out. Now, I might bluff. I might wait till the last minute. But the running backs are in a bad position. I think this is something that's going to be, and it may not be settled, Rob, but it really is going to have to be settled in the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement.
Good luck with that, Chris. They can't even get health care.
I know.
Good
luck.
But,
you know, I get it. But
I'm just saying,
look,
good luck
Le'Veon
with that.
Bell, you remember Le'Veon Bell sat out with Pittsburgh. Now, he did eventually get paid.
He got the money.
By the Jets.
His career didn't get done, but
his career was... I mean, now look, maybe he would have been on the decline. I doubt it. I think he would have still been really good.
He still got paid, though.
He got paid, which ultimately, look, these guys are making a living. But his career, I mean, forget never the same. I mean, it was horrific with the Jets. And here's the problem, though, Rob. Teams will see that and say, and I got, look, if I'm another team as great as a Saquon Barkley is or Josh Jacobs, I'm probably saying, you know what? I can get a back. He won't be quite as good as them, but he could be close for a lot less. So I would not sit out, and I get it. It'd be biting a bullet and just going to play for this $10 million, but that's $10 million.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but that's what they're hoping for. And sometimes you have to give to get. And you're right, Chris. It would be nice if the players could do it together and have more bargaining power. But sometimes you got to stand up for your principal and not be taken advantage of. And sometimes there are people I talk about all the time. And I know it's different, a little different. But Kurt Flood gave up his career in the major leagues, Chris, to fight free agency. That it wasn't fair. Yeah. That the owners could have you forever, Chris, and you couldn't do anything about it. All these players today are free agents because of Kurt Flood.
Right.
Kurt Flood lost in the Supreme Court, Chris. He didn't win, but it did start the pathway for people to be able to have some rights and that they couldn't hold on to you and you had no rights to move anywhere. I mean, right.
I just don't think any of these running backs have that power,
Chris, I get it. I get it. But – And I'm not, I don't think you're crazy. I just think sometimes, you know, you got to be willing to put up a fight and you can't be taken advantage of. It's not fair that they're singling out the running backs and not paying them.
And in fairness, they're not singling out the running back. You know what I mean? Like, it's really the nature of the position. It's one of the, like, quarterback, you could play, you know, 20 years. Receiver, you know, you know, your life isn't that long as a receiver, but it's longer than a running back typically, right?
Yeah, but
you know,
but
so a lot of it's the nature of the position. I mean, it's ended up hurting the running backs more than anybody, but I don't think they're just picking on the running backs. I think it's like, look, the position is not that valuable anymore. So why should I overpay a guy?
No, I get the overpaying, but I just still think, in Saquon Barkley's thing, he was a high draft pick. Why should – you know what I mean? Like, you must have thought something of me. You didn't draft me in the third round, Chris.
They drafted him number two. I thought that's
what
a
I'm
mistake
saying.
To get that, a running back that early.
Right? But then that's their mistake. Like,
and he's a leader in that locker room, right? Like, guys respect him. He's an upstanding citizen, high character guy.
He fought his way back from injury, yep. Chris, when everybody thought he might – is he on the outs or going the other way? And he fought his way back.
Right.
And had a really good year last year.
All right. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. We got one segment left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, Rob, 51-44, Miami up by 7.
Can I give you the horrific numbers, Chris?
They're crazy.
Horrific, and yet they should be – I mean, they're 1-for-15, Chris, from three.
Right.
I mean, and they're down by 7? 1-for-15? Some of the other numbers, I mean, it's
– Jamal Murray, 4 points, 2-of-7 shooting. Jokic, 9 points. 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 4-6 shooting. So he hasn't been, you know, as active. I mean, honestly, Rob, it just looks like the Nuggets, I don't want to say coasting, but they just don't have the same intensity that they've had in these last two games.
Yeah.
And in three of the first four.
And the other thing, too, I mean, he went down there on the road, won both games. You feel, Chris, like, you know, I mean, you talked about it before. Human nature, man. We got
right.
this. Right. Yeah, you got to play it out. And they had 9 turnovers, Chris, in the first half.
Right.
The most in the first half, in any half, since February. This is June, right?
Now, what's keeping them in it is, I mean, the Heat aren't exactly shooting the lights out. I said they started 2-for-12. They're shooting 39%. They're 4-of-15 from three. That's 26%. So they're not like lighting it up. But they got a lead and they got to be feeling good. And, you know, but Jimmy Butler, Rob, 8 points, 2-of-8 from the field. Bam Adebayo's carrying them with 18.
And, yeah, he's having and a big night.
He's been their best player in this series. I mean, he's been better than Jimmy Butler.
No doubt about it. And again, this is like the law of averages, Chris. We talked about it before. Like, and I know I don't want to sound like a broken record. This team, the Denver team, is too good. They're going to shoot 2-for-30. No, they're not.
Right.
It's going to correct itself.
Right, right.
It will.
They're going to shoot better than they're right. They might not get on fire, but they're not going to be going right. 1-for-15 again. That's
exactly. Like, the chance of that are like zero. Like they will make baskets. They'll set up some plays early on and get some easy buckets, Chris. Get them back in the flow of it. You're not buried. You're down by 7. You knock down the first 3 of the second half, Chris, and you're down by 4. I mean, that's what you got to explain to the guy. This game ain't over. Are you kidding? Chris, we talk about it with the 3-point shot. You could be down by 12 or 14 in the fourth quarter and win a game.
Yep.
This game ain't over. Anybody who thinks it is, they're crazy.
Rob, Aaron Gordon, the star of game 4, 3 points.
Yeah, come on.
He's only taking 2 shots for some reason.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Here's how out of it Denver is, Rob. This is guess what you're probably looking at the numbers, so I'll just say them. They're shooting 37% from the free throw line. I mean, they're 3-of-8 from the foul line.
What an indication, Chris, right there. And I know they don't have that many, but 3-of-8, yep.
I mean, the other stuff, I mean, I don't think this was it, but you could attribute that to the Heat, you know, defense or something, right? You could say, oh, the Heat are getting after it. They're contesting the shots. The free throw, that says it all. It's an 80% foul shooting team or something like that. Close to 80, not 80.
Right. Oh, it's outrageous.
I mean, 3-for-8, it makes you wonder, did they go out and kick it last night?
And Chris,
you know, did they go out and suffer? Right. For the record, Rob, for the no, I don't have the – go ahead.
I'm just going to say, and remember, Chris.
Yeah, they're shooting 81% from the foul line in the playoffs. Wow.
I wish you were here, Chris, in Las Vegas here. The Wynn Las Vegas and this Blue Wire Studios, Chris, here. Man, thanks to everybody here who helped us. Have the Odd Couple halfway here with so much going on in Las Vegas, Chris. It was awesome.
That's right. I'm glad you could be there. I wish I could have been there with you. I'm sure you guys are having a ball. All right. We out. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.